Hello.
Hey Travis, this is Peter.
Hey Peter.
Yeah, I guess I had some confusions the sixth and the seventh slide. So if you have that PowerPoint presentation, can you please open it up?
Yeah, it's open.
Okay,
So you're
so
looking at the one that says like financial review?
let me check. Did you check the website? We have done all the other changes. So if you have any confusions in the other changes, you can have a look on those too so that we can fix those too.
Okay, I have the PowerPoint open, so if that's okay, let's start with that, and then I'll go over to the website.
Sure. So the sixth slide, actually, we have changed the names of the boxes. Okay, the first one has been
Yes.
changed to Wire Rise. Okay, but what I need to discuss is that the second one, which is the advocacy services. So you want that button. If we click on that button, it will take you to another page, which will be of the rise difference, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a new page. I don't know how you're going to do it from a design side, but even if you clicked on the rise difference and then it opened just new text, it
Okay.
doesn't have to like go to a completely different page, but like a drop down, and then it could go into the discussion of the rise difference under the advocacy
Okay, I got
services.
it. I got it. So what we can do is that if people come and hover their mouse over the advocacy services, so the picture can flip and the text can appear. But if your text is longer, we can add a
Yeah, that's
drop-down menu
perfect.
too.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and same will go for the social and economic impact too.
Yeah, change to social and economic impact and have it lead to a section that allows us to show the impact we have made in the community. So both of those two sections might be a little longer, so
Okay.
maybe that's why we don't want to have it just be, if you hover over it and it's a few words, that's okay. But this is going to talk more about how we can make a difference with the money that we save for the companies to be able to reinvest in their communities and the surrounding businesses. So it might be a little wordier.
Okay.
So if it's easier to have it, like once you click on it or if you hover over it, flip the picture, and then it'll probably have like three paragraphs.
Okay, then the best would be that we can add the drop-down menu in all three of them or on the two of them so that you can add the text on the drop-down menu. And I guess that will save much time too, because if people will go on the other page, then to come on this page again, they have to click again and again. So we can minimize the
Yeah, we
clicks.
don't want them to navigate away. We want
Exactly.
them to stay on this page. But all three boxes should be the same. And the why rise and input the verbiage. So there's a whole bunch of articles about how there's deceptive business practices going on by financial institutions. So those are some of the articles that we want to put under the financial review.
Okay, I got it.
So they'll be all about the same size. So I liked what you said with, the picture flipping and then you being able to read the paragraphs but not navigate away from the homepage.
Okay, I got it. And if you go to the seventh slide, you want this section to be related to that section.
The section of the slide correlate. Various articles. Yes.
Okay, I got. So here, if you see that, what heading do you want here? Like instead of new case studies, what should we write over here? The heading.
I guess you could call that. Okay, so that one's going to be Why Rise. This section of the site could correlate to our Ask for Why Rise tab. See slide six, where we could input various articles.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you could do Why Rise continued.
Okay. Well, the heading will be Why Rise Continued, and the pictures you see, actually, you can just simply go on the back end of the website and you can edit the articles, resources, whatever you want, whatever wording you want. If people will click on this picture, they will be taken to the other page, and there they can read your article, resources, or whatever you want, or you can describe your services in depth only if they click here. So once you provide me with that information, I'll make it functional for you. Okay, that if people for
Yeah, so where it says the new case studies and you have business growth, market advice, finance consulting and all that,
mm-hmm.
so each one of those will be an article that we put.
Exactly.
So like
that
if,
is,
if you
mm-hmm,
click on financial review, it'll pop down. Okay, cool.
Exactly. So you don't want them to go on the next page, or we can make a new page for these articles too. Or do you want them to stay on the homepage?
If you could have it, so like under the Why Rise,
mm-hmm.
so like if you click on that, instead of it having a drop-down tab, if it could
mm-hmm.
just bring you down to this next page, and then
okay.
you could click each one of those articles, and we'll have four different articles.
Okay, I got it. Other than that, whatever changes you told me in the PowerPoint, these are completed. So if you can go on the website, there is just one small confusion regarding the banner, which is on the top of the website. So if we can
mm-hmm.
figure that out too, then we'll be good to go. Do you have
the
link?
Confusion with the banner?
Well, actually, you told me the changes that you sent me the codes to go, which will be going on the banner, right? So we have updated that codes, but the name of under that code, I guess, who are the publisher of that code, that needs to go on the button, right? The name of the
I don't
author.
Understand.
Yeah, that is the reason. If you can please open up the website, you can see that we've done the changes, if they're okay or not, because that is what I understood. Mm-hmm.
Let me pull up this website. I'm looking for the link again. One second.
Should I send you the link again?
Yeah, that would be great if you don't mind.
Okay. It will be travis@risestrategicgroup.com. Or should I send you on Teamwork?
No, that's perfect. To travis@risestrategicgroup.
Okay. I just sent you the link so you can check in the next minute and the link will be there.
Okay, great.
You got my email?
Not yet.
Oh, can you refresh the page? Or you can check your spam folder?
Yeah, let me look in the spam. Yeah, it's in the spam. Okay.
So now when you come on the website, you see that we have added the codes and the button, which was of purple color. We have added the name of the person who has written the code.
Okay, so the biggest issue, you see how the logo is very distorted and like...
Exactly.
You can't read it?
Mm-hmm. We changed the background, actually we made it white, but still as the font of the logo is different, that is the reason it's not being visible and it's not being readable by the clients. If you want, I can increase the size too of the logo on the website and the header too.
Yeah, please do that because it looks like it's too tall vertically.
Mm-hmm.
And not wide enough, so it's like stretched out and weird looking.
Okay.
So maybe if it became wider, that might make it more legible.
Mm-hmm. If we increase the height of the logo, then I guess the font will be more visible.
Okay. Yeah. No, the width, it would be more visible because it looks tall and skinny opposed to like it's supposed to be like a box shape.
Oh, okay. I got that.
Like a
so,
square.
Mm-hmm. So are you on the website? Like, do you see the banner?
Yes.
Is it good enough?
I'm looking at it on a phone, so maybe that's why it looks weird.
Mm. Yeah, exactly, because the website is not mobile responsive right now.
Okay, and that's going to happen, though?
Yes. Once the changes are completed, then the website becomes mobile responsive.
Okay. And each of these quotes that pop up, they shouldn't have the name as the button of the person who says it.
Okay.
So
should we remove this button?
Call,
Should we remove this button and just the name of the person will be visible?
Yeah, you could put the name of the person in the quote, and then the button is the call to action button. So the it would be at the contact us or the set appointment button.
Okay. So what text do you want on that button? Let me write it down so that I can update it.
Let's see. Let me double check the PowerPoint, see what my team said on this one. Yeah, just one second here.
If you go on the first, second, and third slide, you told me to remove the words, the market wise, but you didn't tell me that what to write instead of that.
The free consultation?
Yes, the free consultation.
Book free consultation instead on for all of them.
Okay, for all three buttons, it will be book free consultation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. And then when you scroll down on the website, we have added the stats which you sent me, the 25 plus years of experience and 83 million money recovered. And then we have changed the text of those three boxes and a drop-down menu will be available so that you can add the text over here on the homepage. Then when you scroll down, instead of introductions, we have added what we do and removed the phone number, and the About Me is now changed to About Us.
Yep.
Okay, and then on the banner, we have changed the code, and there's a button of free consultation over here too. However, case studies will be updated, as you told me right now. Okay, and the footer, if you go on the bottom of the website, that's updated too. Everything is removed.
Okay.
And which,
you could take out the call us number because we don't want the phone call. We want them to book the appointment.
Okay. Now, if you can go on the About Us section, we have inserted the inverted commas that you requested, and the spelling of Steve Jobs is now corrected. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And instead of what others read, we have added testimonials as the heading of the testimonials. We have changed the text of the banner, which is in the pink color. We rise by lifting others. And obviously, there's a button to a free consultation.
Perfect.
Okay. And
yeah,
now
this all looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
If we just remove the number, and then we don't have Twitter, we don't engage in Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just remove all those.
Okay. Now, if you can go on the Contact Us page too, we have removed everything, and there is just one form which describes your email. So if people will be sending some inquiries, you'll receive that on that email, support@vicestrategicgroup.com.
Yes. And so when you click the book, the free consultation, is it going to bring up the calendar?
Yes. As right now, the button might not be functional because the website is not, I guess, developed properly. But once it's in the development phase, all the buttons will start working.
Perfect.
Okay. As if you can please go on the Our Team section too. I guess I requested that if you can send me the pictures again of high quality so that we can update here on the Our Team section too, because we took it from your previous website and they're a little blur.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll get these changes done. On the footer, we'll remove the button and the social media links, and I'll update the banner on the homepage too. In the meanwhile, you can send me the pictures, which needs to go on the Our Team section, and then we're good to go.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
I'll get those pictures over as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no
thank
problem.
You. Have a good
You're
day.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.